Robert Earl Keane set to play the Cowboys Saloon and Dance Hall in Laramie tonight. Jalon Crossland opens the show, our very own Wyoming troubadour extraordinaire. And the show starts at 8 o'clock. Robert Earl Keane has recorded 12 studio albums, starting with his debut in 1984, No Kind of Dancer. 7 live albums. Robert Earl Keane voted Texas Country's number one live band and also inducted into the Texas Songwriter Hall of Fame. And great to be talking with Robert Earl Keane. How you been?
I've been doing very well. I've been very, very busy, so I hadn't really had time to really take my temperature, but I seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, that's good. Playing shows in the West and rolling through Laramie tonight. We spoke briefly a year or so back, and you mentioned you had a Wyoming connection, and I believe time spent in Laramie, right?
You know, first real introduction I had to Wyoming was Laramie. A family called the Finnerty's used to come see me. Mainly, I think I first met them out in Santa Cruz, but they got where they would come see me, you know, places out in the West, and they invited me to come stay with them, and that was back in the days when I was driving around by myself a lot, and or driving around with my wife, and we'd stopped there a few times, but several times we stayed for, you know, 3 or 4 days at a time, and they took us out and showed us all around, and one of my favorite fishing trips in my whole life was somebody handed me, one of the family members handed me a fishing rod and a key to a ranch gate, and I went fishing all day long in one of those little bitty creeks that just sort of wind through the prairie, you know?
That is outstanding. Good memories, it sounds like. Now, you recently played a benefit for Hurricane Harvey victims, right?
Yes, I did. It was in conjunction with three other shows. One was going on in New York, one in Nashville, one in L.A., and we did one in San Antonio. The one in San Antonio was hosted by George Strait, and that one was George Lyle, Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, and me, and we sang some songs together, sang a couple of our own songs, and then sang songs with George. I'd say a highlight my entire life was I sang Amarillo by Morning and Oceanfront Property with George Strait, and you know, traded off verses and everything, not just you know sang out there on the stage with him, but that was kind of unreal. That was one of those things, you know, you listen to somebody like that all your life, and all of a sudden you're standing up there singing with them. It's pretty overwhelming. It was really exciting.
Yeah, watching it was just incredible, considering the amount of damage done to Houston and then all the Hollywood stars coming out for that benefit and all the great music that was happening in those three locations. I'll tell you, you guys look like the Mount Rushmore of Texas songwriters up there, too, while you were on stage, you and George Strait and Lyle Lovett. It was cool. Really enjoyed that. Now, you're originally Houston?
I am. Yeah.
Austin gets a lot of attention, but Houston certainly has a quite rich, quite a history of songwriters and a great live music scene.
Houston is, you know, Houston is always really underrated. I mean, in the first place, it's a pretty cool city, and they have a lot more going on than you think they do. And like you say, in the world of live music, they've always had a pretty healthy scene. I grew up, you know, the time I was a teenager, I was going down to some of the bars and stuff in town, and they just, you know, they just have it, you know, regular open mic things or small clubs, you know, people that were really great singers, songwriters, or just singers, and you know, guy in towns came out of Houston, really, Lightning Hopkins is out of Houston, the Shake Russell is one of the Houston guys that stayed in Houston, but one of my favorites. Eric Taylor is an incredible songwriter. So they've got a great music scene there in Houston, it's always kind of hard to convince people that there's anything more to Houston than oil wells and barbecue, but there is.
Oh yeah, this question probably comes up in most of your interviews somewhere along the lines of, there must be something in the water that Texas that brings forth such a wealth of prolific songwriters. I talked to Willis Allen Ramsey recently. He noted there's been a really a great tradition of storytelling passed down through the years in Texas. Mm-hmm. He used a colorful term that described what comes out of the south end of a bull and how people convey that through stories and tall tales. Is that something in your experience as you were growing up, just all kinds of stories?
You know, Texas is just a colorful place, and there is, you know, not only are there stories, but I mean, they're flat out, you know, long-winded jokes and stuff about, you know, the Texan who, you know, would outdo, you know, anybody else from whatever other state. Usually, it's usually Oklahoma or Arkansas. But, you know, I grew up in a family that had two or three, you know, people that, you know, if they would have wanted to choose the entertainment life, they could have done really well. They were just so animated and funny and well-spoken and you know, together when it came to, like, you know, stories. I tell people really that I come from a long line of teachers and preachers. I guess we just can't stop talking. So, I believe it really had to do with, you know, whoever was there first, Davy Crockett or Santa Anna, whomever was there first, you know, started telling stories and everybody else felt like they had to join in. So it's been going on for a long time.
You were an English major and graduated from Texas A&M. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Well, we love the front porch song where you describe the scene on your front porch while attending college with your roommate, Lyle Lovett. Do you recall Lyle being a good roommate?
Well, Lyle is just a great guy altogether, you know, and he's always been the same. I mean, I guess we stay the same, we change some, but to me, Lyle's always been very much Lyle. He's always been very respectful of others, and he's really well-spoken and well-mannered. So, you know, as a, you know, just a guy to hang around with, he's always been great. So we go back a long ways.
Yes, indeed.
This old porch is just a big old red and white herping bull standing under a mesquite tree. And I would do so Texas, he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating and panting, cause work is never done. Oh no, he got them cows and that red top cane. This old porch just a steaming, greasy plate of enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions, a guacamole salad. You can get them at the LaSalle Hotel in old downtown with iced tea and a waitress who'll smile every time. Yes, she will. I left a quarter tip on my $10 bill. This old porch is a palace walking on a main street in Texas. It ain't never seen or heard the day. A GNR and X's with that 62 poster. It's almost faded down and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. Oh no, I love them junior mints and them red eyed strays I do. My name is Robert Earl King Jr. Yes, sir. I'd like to welcome y'all here to the Sons of Herman Hall. We're having a big time tonight. I wrote this song here, the front porch song, with my friend Lyle Lovett back some years ago. Yeah. We lived in College Station, Texas. Woo! That's right. We was Aggies. Oh no, some non-Aggie fans. We used to sit on this old porch on Church Street, right across from the Presbyterian Church, and play bluegrass and folk music and talk about girls and where we were gonna move to when our parents got our grades. Talk about someday becoming big songwriters. And our conversations were only interrupted by my landlord, Jack Boyette, who was 70 years old at the time. He'd roll up in the heat of the day and roll down his window on his pickup truck just enough to be heard, not enough to let in the air conditioning and escape. Say, Robert Keane, can you come help me for a minute? I'd spend the rest of the day mowing lawns and moving furniture, digging skinny cows out of the mud out there at his old ranch. But we always look forward to Sunday there on the porch, because being across from the Presbyterians, we'd crawl out about 11:30 Sunday morning in our underwear amongst 400 or 500 empty beer cans, strap on a banjo and a guitar, wait for the Presbyterians. We was waiting for them to come out of church so we could sing them a little gospel music, give them something to talk about on their way to Luby's. This old porch is just a weathered, gray-haired 70 years of Texas. He's doing all he can not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late so long as I run his cattle. He picks me up at dinner time. I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all but gone. And you know this Chevrolet pickup truck? Hell, she was something back in 60. Now there won't nobody listen to him, cause they all think he's crazy. This old porch is just a long time waiting and forgetting, remembering the coming back, not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all those sons of bitches that said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a big old red and white Hereford bull standing under a mesquite tree. I know what Dulce just keeps home playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating and a panting, cause the work's never done. Oh no. I've known a whole lot of old bulls in my life, and their work is never done.
Talking with Robert Earl Keane, set to play the Cowboy Saloon in Laramie. And I wanted to ask, what were some of the jobs you had before music became full-time?
What were the jobs that I didn't have? It's an easier question. I've really done everything from, I did a lot of, I worked a lot in the oil field. I worked a lot of, I roughnecked after when I was, when I got out of high school, every summer until I was out of A&M, which is about 5 or 6 summers. It was a long time, but, and even during Christmas sometimes. So, you know, I know my way around the oil rig, and, but I also, you know, worked in restaurants. I had a paper route when I was a kid. I sold things, and I worked for the IRS. I worked for the Railroad Commission in Texas.
Wow.
I worked in the bookstore, at Vanderbilt and in Nashville. I worked for Hatch Show Print, which is a famous print shop in Nashville. I just worked on water wells, worked for plumbers and air conditioners, and framed houses. So,
wow.
I had a pretty good, or I never minded work, you know. And I always liked the paycheck. So
yeah.
So from the time I could work, I did.
Yeah. You have an incredibly loyal fan base. And I wanted to ask, have you been surprised at really the passion and the love you get from your fans, many of them singing along for your live shows? It's quite a scene.
Well, I'm really grateful for it, is what I am. I've never really had, I mean, you've lived in the world of non-commercial radio, and I've never had a commercial hit of any kind, and I have lots and lots of fans all over, and they come and they sing all the songs. And one of my favorite things is to have, you know, I have friends that are, you know, in the, you know, that are commercial artists, so got some hits on the radio and stuff, and they'll come to a show and they'll just be shocked that that people will sing all the words to all the songs. You know, they know that they'll sing all the words to the hit, right? That's easy. But to sing, you know, songs that, you know, like are on all the records, they just they're stunned. There are kind of a group of people in the world of the music business that really don't understand my career at all. And it's really easy. I mean, my whole philosophy has been brute force and ignorance. So I just keep pushing through, you know, until the gate opens. So,
yeah.
So that's been, that's it. I just stay on the road. I got a great band. I treat everybody as, you know, like I want to be treated. So I feel very fortunate that, you know, I've been able to hold on to this thing the way I have. And I'm really happy playing, you know, the best 2 hours of my day every day is standing on stage. So
that's great.
So I love what I do.
Yeah, I love your CD title with the collection of songs, The Party Never Ends, songs you know from the times you can't remember.
Yeah, well, there are those.
Yeah.
And I get those stories from people all the time, too.
Well, I remember very well when I first discovered your music as host of a folk and bluegrass show at WKMS in Murray, Kentucky. It was called Music from the Front Porch, and of course your Front Porch song was nearly our theme song. Public radio station, and I know a lot of public radio stations enjoy playing your songs, and it is our fall fun drive season here at Wyoming Public Radio, so we really appreciate listeners supporting this station.
Well, I want to say about listener-supported radio, I mean, it's truly the real world, and particularly in a culture that we have now where people are confused and stuff, you can flat, you know, bet your life on public radio and on listener supported radio. And it's truly the one common ground that we all have. And fortunately there's people like you that, you know, handle it well and play songs that people want to hear. And it's not force fed or it's not spoon fed. Like they say, when you spoon feed somebody, all they know is the shape of the spoon. So, you know, in the world of listener-supported radio, people know a hell of a lot more than just the shape of the spoon.
That's great. Thank you so much. There's a song that Todd Snyder does, celebrating a birthday recently, by the way. It's called Beer Run, and he drops your name in the song and also borrows the line, "The road goes on forever and the party never ends." Did you get a call from him after he wrote that?
Well, as a matter of fact, he was putting it on a live record. And he got me up to sing along with that part, but the microphone crapped out in the middle of the part where I was singing. So I did, you know, I know the song really well.
Oh, that's
great. I hate to use this term, but Todd and I have a real bromance. I just think he's truly one of the greatest performers there are out there today. And people don't, as much as there's going on all the time, people really sometimes don't realize that there's just a handful of great, great live performers, and Todd Snyder is one of that really small club right there. I mean, and he just, like I say, if you've never seen Todd, go see him. Don't bring your kids.
good advice. Thank you very much, Robert O'Keefe, and playing at the Cowboy Saloon and Dance Hall tonight. 8 o'clock, Jalon Crossland opening up the show. I really want to thank you for your time and look forward to a good show.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy to be back in Laramie, and I'm looking forward to it. And also always look forward to seeing Jalon. He used to do a bunch of stuff with us a few years ago, and, you know, really one of my favorites. Great, great songs, great sounds. You know, I love the way he sounds. And so I'm looking forward to the whole show.
Appreciate it, Robert.
Right. Thanks, Grady.